Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner, and you're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Every Friday, we hear a commentary from Koli Tangela on our world. He's president of Tangela Edutainment, where he uses theater, film, and new media for positive social change. He's an instructor and creator of the Positive Social Change Theater Performing Arts Program at Augusta Fell Savage Institute of Visual Arts High School. He was also an Open Society Fellow in 2010. And here's Tangela's take.
Well, America, we got what we paid for. Or in the case of Mr. Donald Trump, as our country's president, we got what the majority of our fellow Americans in electoral college states voted for, which is a big old neo-fascist hot mess. Let's jump off with the weird, creepy comments of Mr. Trump's Vanna White of disinformation, Ms. Kellyanne Conway, for saying that something existed called alternative facts. The last time I checked, alternative facts were not facts. They were opinions, untruths, or in short, what's the term? Lies. Now let's move on to the battle of how federal money, our tax money, mind you, is going to be used as forms of weapons of mass economic violence on us, the American people. Mr. Trump, in his first few days of his presidency, has gone crazy signing executive orders. Something that a lot of us progressive folk felt as though his predecessor, Barack Obama, should have done from the first day of his presidency. Executive orders that Mr. Trump has signed, revoking all federal funding to cities across America that are considered sanctuary cities. Cities where, if you are an undocumented, living, breathing human being, not a stereotype of an evil illegal alien, that you will be given basic human courtesy and respect and be treated as such. If you consider yourself a sanctuary city, no longer get any money from the federal government. That means, on a human tip, that Americans who pay their taxes may not get access to certain things like public libraries, having their roads and streets attended to and maintained, having our mail delivered, all those things you take for granted and expect when you pay your taxes. Also, Mr. Trump has signed an executive order stating that he will tax excessively remittances. That's the money made by so-called illegal aliens in this country that are transferred back to those individuals' countries. That means that not only here in America, people will suffer, also people in other countries will suffer who depend on those remittances from their families here, working the jobs that a lot of us Americans refuse to do, who send it home to care for their families, who are in desperate need of that money. Now, to make things even more crazier, just on the second day of his presidency, Mr. Trump went into an all-out war with the media concerning, once again, alternative facts as to whose was bigger, meaning his inauguration crowd or former President Barack Obama's inauguration, pitted against what happened the day after he was inaugurated, which was the massive global women's march in protest to his presidency. Now you have a man who has become the most powerful human being on earth with his finger on the button of thermonuclear weapons, being concerned about how many people showed up to his inauguration as opposed to someone else's, and also challenging the size of the protest crowds. To that I say, our new president, grow up. You're the president of the United States of America. Trust me, you've got bigger problems to worry about. Chill, dude. And what's really funny, and to maintain a few racial stereotypes, he seems to be livid that the media reporting not alternative facts, but actual facts, state that Barack Obama's inaugural crowds for both of his inaugurations, since he was elected president twice, were larger. And come on, Mr. Trump, since you seem to believe in alternative facts and conspiracy theories, sir, please, President Trump, how could you possibly think that Barack Obama, the first African-American president, inaugural size would be smaller than yours? I'm Coley Tengela, and that's my take.
Thank you, Coley Tengela, for that commentary. You can hear Coley every Friday morning at 10 a.m. right here on The Mark Steiner Show.